All right, 7:41 on this Monday morning. So you own a business, you've successfully built it up, and now you want to sell it. But where do you start with that process? Thank goodness our next guest has written a book all about it, and you can connect with Andy Goldberg online at thebigdealbook.com, because his book is called The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. He's on the line with us right now. Andy, good morning.
Thank you for having me, Paul. It's great to be here with you.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. You've had success right here in the state of Michigan. First of all, just tell us a little bit about your business background.
So, Paul, after about 20 years of practicing as a CPA and attorney, I decided to make my own entrepreneurial leap about 10 years ago. And now I practice alone with my stellar paralegal remotely in Lansing. And I strictly advise business owners who are selling their business. So I've taken those 30 years of accounting and legal background and now focus just on business owners who want to sell.
It's an interesting niche. What led you to want to advise people in that position?
You know, really, it's a lot of times when I get the most satisfaction when I help a business owner who's about to enter the transaction of a lifetime, and really the largest transaction of their lifetime, and making sure that it comes to fruition with all that they hoped and anticipated. And that's really the most satisfaction when we get to the final steps of the transaction and they get a check and they walk away with a smile and thank me. There's nothing more rewarding for me and for myself than that part of the business. Plus, I know that I've done my best to make sure that the seller and their family have been left in good hands and have fulfilled their dreams with this sale.
Andy, what are some of the biggest mistakes that business owners make when it comes to selling their company?
Really, it's a great question, Paul. I think there are three that I really focus on when I'm advising my clients. First is the timeline. Many people think, oh, they wake up one morning and say, oh, I'm going to sell my business and it's going to take me 3 months. We know now that it's taking longer than ever to sell, and it can take anywhere from 9 to 12 months to sell even a small business. And sometimes the smaller business, the longer it takes. Next is the amount of preparation. People are going to be spending a lot of money, making a big investment in buying your business, and they are going to want to know everything and anything about your business. So your paperwork and all the elements of your business have to be in order. The last is really important is the emotional ups and downs that you're going to go through. You may have owned this business for 20 or 30 years, maybe even been a second generation owner, and now all of a sudden you're parting with a life's labor of hard work. And that can be really a very large emotional weight to bear. So I want to make sure clients are aware of these ups and downs that they're going to experience during the process.
Timing is really important when it comes to selling a business, isn't it?
Timing can be everything, right? Sometimes with real estate, they say location is everything. With a business, it can be timing. There are so many different factors. I'll give you a great example, Paul. The economy may be in a dumper, but your business could be really valuable because your business might be counter-cyclical to the economy and vice versa. So that's one area to think about. The next is... What is your own personal health? I know that's a little bit of a nuance with respect to timing, but sometimes we have clients who come in and have to have a fire sale because they're in failing health and they need to sell. Next is what are interest rates? Can interest rates be going up and down? That'll affect the sale price you can get. Next is just industry. What are the industry prospects? Is more technology coming in that you have to invest in? And that can affect the sale price as well and affect the timing of the sale of the business.
I can imagine that just determining the value of your business alone is probably a challenge.
Oh, and it is, Paul. Most people, as I like to say, many business owners believe their business is worth way more than what the market determines. And after all, the market is the only measure we care about. And we walk our clients through, depending on the size, there may be 3 or 4 different ways to value the business. But it's really important that they approach what they believe the business value to be with a grain of salt until they get a proper valuation from someone independent. And I also think that there are many steps that a business owner can take 2, 3, even 5 years out from when they want to sell to increase the value at the time they do want to sell. So business owners should actually be thinking about this process maybe 5 years in advance to maximize the value and sale price when that day comes when they really want to relinquish control of the business.
Yeah, and this is a transaction that doesn't usually happen quickly either. This is a months-long process in most cases, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've seen, interestingly, with interest rates increasing over the last 6 to 9 months, transactions are taking longer. And another real interesting factor, Paul, is that many, many of the new generation persons in who want to take an entrepreneurial leap, they'd rather actually try and become Instagram influencers or YouTube stars. They don't want to own a brick and mortar business or a manufacturing company or a sales and service business. They're much more focused on what they can do sitting in their pajamas in the living room with a camera and a microphone, as opposed to getting out and pounding the pavement and doing the hard work. The result is there are actually fewer buyers in the marketplace for your business. So it's taking much longer to find that buyer for your business.
Talking with Andy Goldberg, his book is called The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. He helps advise business owners here in the great state of Michigan. What made you decide to write a book about these experiences, to kind of sort of a guidebook, if you will, for people that want to sell their businesses?
Right. And I think this is anybody who is unfamiliar with the sale process. Honestly, I think this is a great place to start. Pick up the book. I'm going to toot my own horn. It's a great place to start. But I think that I've just found too many people who came to me very stressed out, nervous, did not know the process. And I just want to make sure, frankly, that everybody who goes through this process has a solid foundation. They don't have to know everything, but they can understand how all the different elements of the process fit together. They can, by reading the book, they will gain a certain knowledge, and then they can have more sophisticated and better conversations with their CPA, their lawyer, their business mergers and acquisition advisor, and their valuation advisor. And it's really to set this foundation for those great conversations and to make sure they go through the process with confidence and clarity.
There you go. Great starting point. TheBigDealBook.com. The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. Andy, nice talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate it, and I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Andy Goldberg, Michigan businessman and advisor to those who would like to sell a business, or at least are considering selling their business. TheBigDealBook.com is where you can find more. It's 749 now. Let's take a look at weather.